And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. By the way, also hours are open to calls except for our wellness hour this week. It'll be the last hour on this coming Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to go to rebroadcast, and then Monday, Tuesday will be live, but I'll be broadcasting from Portland, Oregon. Of course, I hope you have a great Father's Day weekend. I'm a grandfather three times now, which is cool, and I hope it'll be soon more. I call being a grandparent, rent-a-kid, is even more fun in some ways, because you can have intense fun with the kids, and then you leave them with the parents, especially after you spoil the heck out of them. It's a lot of fun. Want to touch on some news items that are over on Drudge. Drudge is one of my favorite places to look for in revelatory and exciting and very screwy news. Zuckerberg, of course, is talking about in the next 50 years, people will be plugged into the matrix. It won't take 50 years. It'll take 5 to 10 years. Zuckerberg actually has spent $2 billion to actually work on replacing cell phones completely in 5 years. Hello, Ann. Welcome back to the program. And we had to move the time schedules around a little bit, but you're always on the top of the list here in terms of knowing what to do. What topics are we going to cover today on Twiland, TWILAND.info, which we often do a post-show blog. And, of course, I've gone through, I call computer Hades, getting my computer upgraded. Now I got a new technician from Data Doctors who's really fixing things up that were not finalized by the previous tech. But I increased my tech power tremendously to an i7 hex processor, 24 gigs RAM, and a new power source and a solid-state drive. So I got the power now to do some really good live stream broadcasting and video, which shows the fancy pictures, diagrams, and video clips you have on your Twiland site. And also, of course, when we have Tim Alexander on with his very humorous comedic pictures he has on his europebusiness.blogspot.com website for news blog. What topics are we covering today, Ann?
Well, I want to talk about this weather that's been going on. I want to talk about the jet stream.
You're talking about we have weather? We got weather. Actually, you know what? This is almost as funny as the whole issue of climate change. Climate does change. What's funny is they couldn't get over it with global warming because after the end of the year 2000, they realized it wasn't really warming anymore because it was a cycle for a while. Now the climate's changing because there's a number of serious galactic, solar, and planetary factors, including the loop current that are screwed up, that are causing our climate to be all over the place, which is probably going to cause some serious famine and mixed seasons where you'll see hot times during the winter and cold times during the summer, extreme drought and extreme rainfall, like in biblical level rainfalls in Texas. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
This is very scary because this is the new normal. And, there's an interim time between what we were used to and what's happening now. And we were warned about this. We were warned about this with the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and that's funded by the UN. And,
they don't give hard science, though. The thing I always like, just like when we give people bad news, we got to give them, whether it's they got cancer or you got climate change or you got some financial problem, we always have to provide a solution or a pathway to find a solution. These IPCC people drive me nuts. I mean, they fiddle the data and don't take the northern monitoring station temperature data. They won't actually talk about models to explain why the climate's screwed up and actually why these things are happening. And they won't admit to the fact that they're continuing to use Corexit 9500 at the Macondo drill site at the ocean floor, not even at the surface, as a toxic dispersant, which all of the branches of the U.S. military and government don't use, the toxic Corexit 9500. That's a genotoxin, as well as continue to destroy the boundary zone between warm and cold water so the loop current and North Atlantic drift don't occur as a pacemaker for the northern jet stream. I'm frustrated with the IPCC, just the same way I'm frustrated with people like Dr. Michio Kaku, who's a very big physics celebrity, won't talk about honestly what's going on with Fukushima Daiichi and how that's also another factor screwing up the climate and the galactic and solar effects of gravity waves coming in from deep space from Nemesis, the dwarf star out that the Atacama Large Millimeter Array discovered just a few months ago, and the outer Oort cloud about 0.73 light years out. So the IPCC as far as I'm concerned, can go to hell. How's that?
Well,
they can go to hell, because if they don't provide a scientific framework for we can challenge them and making this, you know, monstrous statement, almost like a religious statement, like, you got to believe us because we're the cult masters. I want science. The same way in medical school, I would drill my professors while they're giving lectures, and they'd beg me afterward, Dr. Deagle, I know you're one of your good medical students, but man, you're driving me crazy. You're asking me questions I can't answer. I don't even know how to answer them, and I sure as hell don't want to answer them in class. So you need to go into a PhD or go into pathology because you know too much and you're asking too deep questions that you don't know and I don't know, but you're trying to find stuff from us and we can't give it to you. And the thing is, you know, I want to ask them some questions, and I don't see the IPCC or these other scientists coming out with a concrete, even a vague plan of how they can create a nonlinear model of what the Earth climate is. But I can tell you one thing, they want to use as a platform for a world tax, and that scares the hell out of me. That the United Nations, who sponsors the IPCC, wants the world tax to have a rapid reaction humanitarian military force to go into anybody's country, and you can't stop the buggers. That's scary.
Well, I think that part of the problem was that we didn't understand what they were doing. What they did was they visualized that there was a greenhouse effect. Well, that's not the whole story. That's yeah, what right. They said was the whole story.
Yeah, listen, their models, if you look at nonlinear computer modeling, which I'm an expert on, these people are mathematical morons. You don't make a model and then try to make the data fit the model. You have to contain all the drivers from a series of multiple hypotheses, and you can't throw something over your shoulder, say, you know, I don't like that bit of data, man, that observation, even if it's consistent. These people are idiots. They didn't look in the ozone layer. They didn't look at the radiation level hitting the Earth from the sun. They don't look at all kinds of solar and galactic effects, even we call galactic effects of micronuclei in the upper atmosphere or the troposphere, because we're moving to a part of the galaxy that has what we call subatomic nuclei that can actually cause rain formation. They don't look at anything. I mean, and their models are so incomplete, they can't predict it properly. So they look at a computer model and say, oh, well, this should happen, I'm thinking. And it doesn't happen. They say, well, we got climate change, I'm thinking. You're kidding. That's what you're trying to tell us we have? These people, they're a joke. It's like, why don't you guys go into comedy instead of going into science?
Well, you know, this whole thing kept us, it caught us by surprise. Let's put it that way. They didn't realize until probably the 90s how bad it was, and then they had a bunch of different scientists, and they all had their own models, and they all had a different hockey stick, and
well,
some of them...
Let me back that up a little bit here, because I know quite a bit. I was an oceanographer in 1973, and one of the charter members of Greenpeace, because I was out in the oceans. Mm-hmm. We had models in the early 1970s that said we're heading into an ice age, and they know about the Maunder Ice Age cooling period every 360 years. So all the models were based back in the 70s said we're simply heading into a Maunder Ice Age, which, by the way, a group of scientists 3.5 years ago in Chicago proved we are, from Russia and America and Europe. So when they say that that's one of the main drivers, is we're heading into a Maunder Ice Age, which happens with the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn every two cycles, every 360 years, they've known this. Now, that's one of the major drivers, but there's a whole bunch. There's probably half a dozen. And because we don't do nonlinear modeling, we can't determine what percentage at which time of the year, depending on planetary alignments, each is having more of an effect or another, like the Macondo drill site, loss of the loop current, the gravity waves coming in from deep space. You know, maybe there's space-based weather modification stuff going on because there's five nations that have weather modification technology, including us. And I know, and people say, well, you don't know how to do it, doctor. I said, you're asking the wrong guy. I can give you the tech specs on exactly how these space-based tropospheric effects are happening from low-Earth orbit satellites. So when you say they don't know, these morons don't know. We put what's called paramagnetic thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. I took care of the pilots flying out of Buckley and Peterson Air Force Base who are putting them up there. Okay, and I explained this specifically to Dr. Isley of the World Constitution Parliament Association, founded at the UN in 1958. And in 1997, I talked to him for an entire evening. He's a physicist, owns the Vitamin Cottage, and explained how this is what the UN wanted to do with a weather modification. So they're probably screwing up the weather by turning the upper atmosphere into a plasma, which may be amplifying galactic and solar and other effects, and they probably have no damned idea what it's doing. The problem is we have to come from a point of, we're ignorant, we don't know a damn thing, but we're doing something bad. And when I asked him these questions, you can tell after a while he started squirming back in 97 March.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to assume, if you ask enough questions, you have to prove to yourself you're a total idiot and don't know anything, and then you find out the other people know even less. That's scary, especially when they're doing stuff that they don't know what the consequences will be, whether it's to a patient or the world or the climate or the use of drug therapies or whatever it is, financial actions. Don't underestimate the stupidity of people or groups of people. Never underestimate their stupidity or evil.
Well, there are so many factors that have changed over the last 50 years. I mean, we have a new society now. We have a dumbing down of our children.
They actually teach them what I call anti-critical thinking. If they can tweet it and they can communicate to enough people, it's got to be true because cyberspace believes it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but
that's what they believe. It's their belief system. It's their new religion. It's the tweetology. If they can tweet it just like Donald Trump, and if enough people believe your tweet, it's reality.
Well, there was a big push to get women, get females into the sciences. And also right. Into corporate America.
Right.
And when they did that, they just took those that they thought they could control because they didn't want the smart ones because the smart ones were telling them, you're doing this all wrong. And the guys...
Exactly. I know you're one of those smart ones, and I know I was a smart one. They didn't want to co-opt your brain so that they can... just like John Woodbury wanted me to even send his daughter after me to try to see if he can manipulate me to become a senior resident to find the cause of a rheumatoid arthritis because he's head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Associations. Or when I worked and I got an offer to work at UCLA, they just wanted me to work not on the World MS Tissue Repository. They want me to help develop brain interface technology for hacking into the human consciousness for super soldiers and cyborgs. You got to understand here, really... smart people, they want to co-opt if you're psychosociopathic. The average person that's a scientist is basically a minion. They don't have critical thinking. They'll continue publishing regularly to maintain their position, and they don't piss off their uplings in either their organization, whatever, or make them embarrassed by proving that the technology or the theses they have is full of crap. What are you doing, Dr. Deagle? You wouldn't believe how angry... Dr. McEwen got at the Ron Curry Diabetic Research Center when I walked into his office in 1982, threw data down from the head of pathology myself, University of Edmonton Hospital and Biosciences in La Jolla about the hyperinsulinemic state of diabetics. And these morons in the latest diabetic book are still proving and pushing this crap. This is 2016 now, and they're still pushing that elevated blood sugar is the cause of diabetes. What a pile of crap. It's free radical damage. It's insulin resistance. Diabetics have tons of insulin. The same way, if you get a smart person, they blow up paradigms. They make embarrassed people. They make people that seem they're real smart because they publish something to prove everything in a line of logic for 10 or 20 years, and they're ahead of a department or some organization. And it's very embarrassing to have some smart ass come up behind you and say, you know what? The emperor has no clothes, and he does indeed have a hairy ass.
Well, they did give me a lot of chances, and, I appreciated all the work that went into my education and then into my on-the-job training.
Right.
And there were people who helped me, but the first time I gave a paper at a conference, within a year, I was fired.
Well,
I dared to say something that they didn't want to be exposed.
Exactly. And now... every single area that I've done research in, including oceanography, biochemistry, genetics, whatever, every single area I have received the ultimate persecution. It's like, vile, you are inhabited by some demonic entity of scientific knowledge and discerning inductive logic. Who are you, Deagle? You're embarrassing us. Now, this is particularly important for climate change because Obama and Hillary, and Bernie Sanders, by the way, is another minion moron, they want to say that human beings and the biological fact that we are reproducing and creating carbon dioxide is a death gas to the planet. How ridiculous. How ridiculous. You know, now that they aren't satisfied with global warming, we're causing climate change when Mount Erebus in Antarctica makes 10,000 times more carbon dioxide and other toxic gases, which are kind of dangerous to the ozone layer, like nitric oxide, and then all the coal-fired plants in the world that don't use scrubbers, and we have scrubbers in America for clean coal. So when Donald Trump talks about clean coal, yeah, we can make fluffy white clouds of water vapor, and there's no heavy metals, nitric oxide, or other crap coming out of these generators, especially with our anthracite, super high-quality coal that if we sold to the Chinese, they'd say, oh, you have nice coal. Your coal doesn't destroy Beijing or Shandong or these other states. We can actually see sky. We haven't seen sky 40 years. Thank you, America. Sell lots of coal to us. You know, we're doing it. We sell the coal to China, but we're closing down our coal mills here, and we don't want clean coal. How crazy is that? We're the Saudi Arabia of coal, and yet we think it's a bad idea.
Well, you know, it was Albert Einstein who said, I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots.
They already have. Listen, if they listen to this show, their IQ goes up 1 point per hour they listen. Because they learn critical thinking, they learn to get ticked off. In fact, I tell people the most important thing is not emotion of apathy. If I can piss you off because you think, that damned eagle, he thinks he knows more than me about this and that, blah, 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 blah. Well, prove it. Call into the show. Call me after the show. Email me. Spout off, but I don't want any hominem attacks because you think you're smart, Alec. I want you to give logic and evidence. Again, I'm the professor. You're the student out there. If you're a smart student, you'll challenge me, and in lots of cases, you'll catch me on stuff. I don't care if it's a woman with grade 3 and a grandmother who's never gone to school. If you've got a good point, you need to make it. But the problem is a lot of people try to spout off their credentials and try to use ad hominem attacks and use platitudes that are not based on inductive or deductive logic. And the most dangerous thing that we're doing in our planet right now is this hoo-ha about climate change, and they want to have a United Nations-sponsored, you know, world tax and rapid reaction force and all this other crap. This is scary stuff. And because they don't understand the galactic and the solar and the other effects of it, and we're probably amplifying the problem with things like Macondo and with metamodification, space-based weapons technology, and other things, stupid things we're doing, we're not generating carbon dioxide that's killing the planet. We're generating climate change and geotectonic warfare and all kinds of other crap that's probably making things worse. For example, we don't fix Fukushima Daiichi. The gases given off by Fukushima destroy the ozone layer, so the ground level ozone levels and the plasma effects on the lithospheric and tropospheric parts of the Van Allen radiation belt trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes and climate shift. Has anybody looked into the idea that maybe Fukushima is screwing up the jet stream as well? Of course, it's also screwing up the ozone layer. We can see it right after Fukushima, 5.5 years ago, a giant ozone hole opened up over the Arctic. It's because of the gases released from Fukushima Daiichi.
Well, and you could also see it in the Aurora Borealis. Right. The Aurora Borealis turns red. Now, the Aurora Borealis is supposed to be green. But I have pictures. People took pictures of it when it was red. Well, what ion causes a red color in the Aurora Borealis? Strontium.
Right.
So it was from, you're right, it's from Fukushima.
Right. And we have to understand also when it gets down in the Silurian Trench in the air, in the Pacific Ocean, other things, it changes the lithospheric, which is the lowest layer of the Van Allen radiation belt, and it triggers off tectonic events and volcanism and tsunamis and other bad things happening to the Earth as well.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Tell us about what's going on in your home territory. You're suffering from a heat wave, you know, not like that song, it's going to be a heat wave, you know that song? Well,
yeah, I know it.
We're
going
to
yeah.
start seeing what I call them, and I want people to know this in advance because I've been saying this for years now, super storms like the movie The Day After Tomorrow is going to happen all the time. They have biblical rains in Texas, they got droughts other places, they have super storms coming through now, and they're going to have a lot of them this summer and early fall. Coming through the Caribbean and up through Florida. We're going to have some really ugly things happen. We're going to see hailstones that are baseball-sized, maybe football-sized, in seasons and places where they never saw it before. I mean, you know, people don't understand. This means we're going to see extreme weather and mixed seasons that have never occurred before. And it's biblical as well. So, and this is caused by, it's not climate change, it's climate, they should call it climate scramble. Because the seasons are not going to follow one follow another normally, and you're not going to see normal patterns of weather anymore. That normal patterns of weather in most places is gone. Now, believe it or not, here after 3 or 4 years of really bad drought weather, we're having pretty normal weather here in California. It's in the low 70s here, and it's just balmy.
Do you remember that last week we talked about Mount Hood and the seismic situation up there, the flow of magma?
Yes.
Yes. Well, do you know what it's doing today on Mount Hood? It's snowing.
Really?
Yes.
Snowing. Now, that doesn't surprise me. Everything is mixed up.
Why would you? I mean, who would expect that in the middle of June? By the way, Monday will be the solstice.
That's right. Monday's the solstice, summer equinox, yeah.
Summer equinox. And it's snowing on Mount Hood, and
wow.
We've got extreme, I mean, we are breaking records, heat records here in the Midwest, in the Eastern Plains.
Right.
And there's no, when I look at the jet stream map, this is one reason I wanted to talk about this, is because when I look at the jet stream map, now this is for today, the 15th of June, 2016, and this is published every day, and everybody can look at it. It's on John's site, thelibertyman.com. Now, what you see in the jet stream, one, is that it's very sparse.
Right.
There's almost nothing at 30 degrees north, which you would expect the southern jet stream to be at, and there's almost nothing at 60 degrees north, which would be the northern jet stream. And what do you see? You see bits and pieces, but especially over the northwest of the United States and British Columbia and Canada, there is a huge upper level, jet stream level, low pressure.
Right. Well, these are called polar inversions. And we're seeing polar inversions like we never saw before, where literally the jet stream will pull from the Arctic Circle in the middle of summer, the start of summer like now, polar winds all the way from the Arctic Circle, 600 miles from the North Pole, all the way down to the southern reaches of continental United States. That's weird.
Well, that's probably why it's snowing at Mount Hood.
Right.
Because at the jet stream level, 30,000 feet or so, we've got this high upper level low, and some of it's moving relatively fast. I wouldn't say any of it's very fast, but, you know, it might be 110 knots.
Now, one of the factors is the ocean temperature and the ocean, what's called biophysics. But the primary thing that regulates it, people need to learn the science. There's five layers to the Van Allen radiation belt. The outer three layers are around 22,000 miles out. Then the next layer is the tropospheric layer. It's up to about 80,000 feet. And the lowest layer is what's called the lithospheric layer. They call it the keeper layer, like a keeper of a magnet. And that keeper layer is the lithosphere, the upper crust of the Earth, the top 10 or 20 or 30 miles of the crust of the Earth. And it's interlocked also with what's called an engine, because as the magma of the outer outside the solid core of the center of the Earth, there is a liquid, below the mantle, a liquid area of rotating metals that are a plasma, and there are a lot of radioisotopes there. This nuclear reactor, as it spins, creates what's called a torsion field. That torsion field generates the flux lines of the magnetic field of the Earth. And the interaction between those and the lithospheric field trigger off the electrical charges that go to the troposphere. And that tropospheric layer, if you could look at the charged particles in the upper atmosphere, that determines our weather. Our weather is totally determined by solar plasma physics and that tropospheric ion layer. And it's screwy. And it's screwy because of solar and galactic and planetary effects that have not been seen before.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, Ann, I just got a note from Margaret, a nurse, actually. And it's funny, she must be listening in the Aussie land. They call Oz for Australia. That the very liberal government down there is trying to sneak in another carbon tax. Now, you got to understand, carbon tax is UN. I call on. Why don't they just change it to, from on to Satan? You forgot the state part, right? Satan. That's a good one, eh? Just put S-A-T-U-N, you know? Satan. No, okay. Now I understand. It's Satan's government. Yeah, they want a carbon tax. By the way, you're not a silicon-based life form. You're a carbon-based life form. So you're a blight on the planet trying to kill it by existing. I mean, how crazy is this, isn't it? It's like you're in a funny farm where people are all toxic and dying of brain death. And they try to tell you lies to your face and say, see, don't you get it now? Carbon, you're breathing out carbon dioxide. It's a crime on the planet. You're killing the world by breathing. And I'm thinking, did you know? I'm looking out my palm trees right now, looking out toward Catalina Island out my patio window, my studio here, and all the green around here, because it's very green here, mountainous, and I have fruit and nut trees in my front yard, and every season of nuts and fruits and everything, so you can always get citrus fruit here, and I have a greenhouse. That green is caused when carbon dioxide interacts with minerals and plants and water, and it creates a substance called living, growing plants. CO2 is their oxygen. So this idea that we're killing the planet is the most crazy idea I've ever heard. In fact, it's obscene at the most extreme. To suggest that carbon dioxide is a death gas is criminal insanity. Criminal insanity. It doesn't deserve even the respect of actually a response. It's like, if you continue persisting on this comment, we need to put you in a palsy jacket, get a shot of antipsychotic in your right butt cheek, and put you in a padded room and don't give you a day pass or access to the internet. That's well, how crazy when, it is.
When the UN set up the IPCC, the IPCC, the first scientists who had their visions, they concentrated on the greenhouse effect, and that's all they concentrated on. Well, we know, for instance, that all the planets in the solar system are warming up.
Right. In other words, there's no SUVs on Mars, but they're getting melting of the polar ice caps. So they're warming up because all of our inner planets are nuclear reactors. That's why the gold theory, published in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in 1951 with a consortium of international oil engineers, proved that most of the oil is made in the guts of the inside of the Earth. There's giant batholiths or oceans of oil and gas and coal that's created well below where any dinosaur ever roamed or fern plant over the last billion years. So this crap that somehow all the oil and gas is created by dinosaurs and ferns is total hogwash. Yes, you can take plants and ferns and over as little as 50 years make coal. You can go in a laboratory and make it in a matter of hours or days if you want to. You want to use compression technology and so on. You can actually make simulated coal in a matter of a couple of days. So this idea that the coal on the planet down 40,000 feet or oil is somehow made by dinosaurs is obscenity. It's obscenity. And it deserves to need an intellectual slap in the face or kick in the butt. Say, stop it. Stop this crap and stop trying to fund the United Nations so you can have a world government. That's why they're pushing all this stuff. And at the same time, where you are there, if the power went out and all the seniors were exposed to this extreme heat, they're going to die. They're going to go into heat shock. Okay? If we had famine caused by this extreme climate because they're screwing with weather modification or not dealing with solar and galactic events, we're going to see some really serious things happen to food supplies on the planet. The biggest thing I think we're heading toward with the modern cooling period and this climate scramble, I call it, is famine. We are now entering the days of Joseph. The seven fat years are over. We're now entering, after the Shemitah, which is the Jubilee year last September, we're now entering the seven lean years. It's going to get uglier than ugly. And
well, I think that's certainly going to happen, but I think until the scientific community allows freedom of speech, you'd think they would know that.
They're scientific. Let's use the comedic terms. They're scientific means you have inductive and deductive logic, evidence, and models that are based on full exposure to reality. Scientistic is it's a cult that grabs on one or two things so they can create a power structure of control over human beings and their future trajectory of what we call scientists. But really what it is, it's like the Ministry of Truth. It's scientistic. It has nothing to do with science.
Well, if they would go back and use the scientific method, they're not even doing that.
Are you kidding? That violates the dictum of the cult of scientisticness. The Church of Scientistic. We're not talking about Scientology. We're talking about the Church of Scientistic.
We don't need more Greek, and by that I mean people from fraternities, Greeks, running the science business.
Right. And that's what we have. We have fraternities of cultic morons who want to push us toward a trajectory because they want to pretend they have science and double-blind placebo-controlled trials or imaging studies or computer models when they pulled a lot of drivers out of their models because, hey, they don't like it, man. The results don't empower their organizations and their cult to take over control of science or the population of the planet. Say, do you know we had to move to get rid of wild human reproduction because we got to move to ZPG, zero population growth. And they're going to do everything, whether it's vaccinated away or fertility, get rid of the idea of there actually is two sexes rather than 34. They want to make sure that they amplify famine so food becomes so rare you have to pick up a cereal box with tweezers. You know, people say, Dr. Deagle, you're just funny. No, I'm not funny. This is scary as hell. And if people don't wake up just like this idiot Zuckerberg says in 50 years we're going to be interfaced with the internet. No, take off the zero. Five years. They want to get rid of the cell phone in 5 years. They want your kids entering cyberspace with a direct interface through a magnetronic helmet or a headband.
Well, I think that people need to go back and watch the movie that was called Soylent Green. I mean, that's what we're going for.
Or The Matrix.
Well, The Matrix is a little hard for some people to understand.
Yeah, it is.
But Soylent Green just lays it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It just says,
Do you mean that those people that died are soiling green? You're kidding.
Well, especially the new generation. They probably never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, the problem is, you see, they tried to, through the educational system, I call it the disinformation and diseducation system, kill critical thinking. We've had Professor Bill Warner on from Tennessee State University. And if you're a critical thinker, much of what you would say in the scientific or other community, whether it's sociology or political science or medicine, is considered hate speech. You can't say these things. Are you kidding? In fact, there's a number of politicians that stated in public that anybody who's a climate denier needs to be put in jail or in a psychiatric ward. They have had the freaking nerve to actually raise that possibility of putting people like us that are scientists in psych wards because we challenge their models, which are full of holes. They're very holy, but it's H-O-L-E-Y, not W. They're holy because they're full of holes.
Okay, let me just quickly go over the jet stream and tell you what's going to happen.
Right.
So we've got this low pressure now, and it's over the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia.
Right.
And parts of, yeah, okay. So it's going to migrate to the east. And what's going to happen is that because as long as the north moving part of the low, that's the right side of the low, is to our west, at least to my west, then it's just going to get hotter here. And it's not going to be until this thing moves clear over the Great Lakes that we'll start to get some cold air. So, and this thing is not moving. It's just circling here. It's not moving.
Right. You're saying the jet stream's not moving normally. It's cycling, which means
it's
you're getting
cycling in place.
Right.
And that's
what that cycling in place, by the way, is part and parcel of what's called a polar inversion cycle, because it's pulling cold wind down or bringing hot wind up, or it's literally sitting, so it cycles that hot air so it doesn't disperse out across the jet stream, so it just keeps on building temperature over the area it's cycling.
Yes, and then there's another one, a smaller one, that's over the northeast part of the United States. And it's the same thing. It goes down from Hudson Bay, and it goes down into Pennsylvania, and then it goes out across the Atlantic, and then comes back up, and it comes in Canada, and then it's just circling there.
Wow.
And that's why the northeast was cool this last 3 or 4 days. Well, we've been just steaming. And until the jet stream moves. The worst thing, what I told John many years ago, was that the worst thing that can happen is that the jet stream won't move.
Now you know that I know the technology. We have low Earth satellites, part of U.S. Space Command, that can move along that jet stream by creating what's called boundary zones. We can actually, we're blocking high up in the North Pacific, so Fukushima Daiichi air from 25 to 35,000 feet won't carry a lot of radiation toward the coast of California and Oregon and Washington. So what they could do is that with our weather modification warfare technology, we could make the jet stream start to construct what we call rails in the sky so the jet stream start moving more properly. But we don't. And by the way, one of the things I found in each of the government departments, and this is something that Trump needs to fix, government departments don't either share intelligence information or scientific data with other departments. The FBI doesn't talk to the CIA unless they have a specific, you know, co-evil project they're working on. Different scientific departments like NOAA doesn't talk to the U.S. Geological Survey. These people don't compare data or notes because they're all in competition. It's craziness. And we have warfare technology that could change and put rails in the sky to move the jet stream along and start making it normalize. They're not doing it. And they're not probably going to do it unless somebody says, you know what, we have this technology sitting here for the last 10 or 15 years or 20 years. Why don't we use it to normalize the jet stream movement? Duh. They don't want to admit to the fact that they have all these damn weapons up in space that have weaponized the planet. So they can create geotectonic events, earthquakes, volcanoes, and super weather. You know, we have these technologies. And what's really disturbing is we don't even need to use missiles and bullets. We can destroy a country like China by just sending really bad weather over them.
Well, I think that they're destroying themselves. You know, they've got so much smog over there, which they're exporting to us, by the way. But at least we're getting less of it because the jet stream isn't bringing it over as fast.
Right. In fact, over these big cities, like I've literally talked to people from China, they haven't seen the sky in many cities or industrial cities for like 30 years.
Wow, that's pretty darn scary.
It's like, you mean you have sun up in the sky? Unless I leave and go to other province of parents in northern China, I don't see sun. Sun not present in the sky. We see bright glow sometime. That's it. Bright glow, that's it. People say, are you kidding? I'm saying, I'm not kidding. These are smart people. These are not stupid people, but they're freaked out. And their detox technology, they sell like crazy over in China, which is why a lot of the good detox machines are made there, because they know their environment is so toxic because they're making everything for everybody on the planet. They have the superheated manufacturing economy, and they don't even have the place to store it all. They can't sell it all. So they built 100,000 warehouses in China in the last 5 years just to store the stuff they can't ship to us. Is that nuts or what?
Well, they'll use it when they go into Africa.
Yeah, well, it's, some of the goods that they would have aren't necessarily going to be consumer goods for Africans. They're rebuilding infrastructure there, too, and railways and hospital complexes all the way down from Central Africa and elsewhere. But, you know, and the same way, by the way, the Series 100 highways through Mexico, they're all built and owned by the Chinese. Do people know that? As soon as you go south of Tijuana, across the California-Mexican border, those really good highways, the Chinese, the People's Republic and Army of China, those guys and their oligarchs in the Chinese party, they own them. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
All new power plants that they're building in China, including Ensenada, but they want to sell power to California, they're owned by China.
Well, we have our own oligarchs.
Well, yeah, they're idiot garks. Look at Hillary. I mean, she makes it an art form to be corrupt. I mean, it's just amazing. One of the comedic pictures that Tim has on his website, Europe Business, is two people sitting watching TV, and, you know, they're having a little dialogue about how corrupt their politicians are. And it says, you know, that Hillary is hilarious. For a crook and a liar, she sure has guts. Wonder what her next scandal will be. They're just sitting there like, this is entertaining, because, like, she's, like, you know why? Because she's not just a 5'4" pantsuited female. She's a 16'8" Draco reptilian monstrosity that's avataring this human flesh. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. I said, no, you're delusional if you think this is a normal human being. This is not a normal person.
This is like before the French Revolution.
Right. People do not understand this. Yeah.
People were talking about the royals, and then all of a sudden, they did something about it.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you right now, firstly, here's the timeline. And even Putin's upset about this, is why he's going to release all this hacking information, hackology, through WikiLeaks about Hillary, because he's upset with the FBI that they don't prosecute before the convention. I would like to see prosecution before, because I'd like to see a dialogue and election between Bernie Sanders and Trump. I think it would be much more interesting, because a lot of the issues they agree on, at least framing the issue, even though Bernie's idea is a social communist one, which isn't going to work, I'd like to see a much more productive dialogue. For example, I want to see single-payer health. Trump isn't really moving that way. I want to see a system where they fracking. Fracking is bad. Are they out of their freaking mind, fracking the ground? And if they're going to frack it, they want to use microwaves and want to recharge the aquifer with primary water. Do they want to turn the United States into a desert, or the other mine? And it won't take long, either.
Arizona is heading that way, as well as Southern California.
Right.
So, and Northern California.
And do you know how many of these fracked mines, drill sites they have in the United States?
520.
No, 21 million.
Oh, 21 million.
Yeah.
I was only slightly off. I just read that.
When I read it, I thought, no, there's a whole bunch of extra zeros here. And I read it again, I was like, oh my God. And they say you can't go more than so many miles, even in California, and you don't find a fracked wellhead where they frack down there and then pumping out the oil. I'm thinking, whoa, this is scary, man. And we wonder what we call frackquakes, where earthquakes are being caused because they're putting fracking fluid back in the wrong rock layer, like in Oklahoma. They're getting more earthquakes, big sucker earthquakes there, because they're pumping it back into the wrong area of the rock face. And they're getting tectonic shifts that are big ones, not just little earthquakes. You don't just have Tornado Alley. Now you got the ground moving under you, like that song, I Feel the Ground Moving Under My Feet, you know, that kind of that song back from the 70s.
Well, that's the other place. I do want to put out a warning again for the people in Southern California. The San Andreas Fault is in danger of moving.
I could feel it when I was up at 106 earlier this week and working late at night. I'm sitting at my desk and I'm on a concrete pad and it felt like I was on a rubber mat bouncing. 5.2 San Jacinto Fault Line, 74 miles away, and it felt like it was on a trampoline. It was crazy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. We're going to do a kind of a review of last week's live stream. I did a brief one for about 10 minutes, and we'll review that. That's important information. We'll put it up in video. By the way, we just got some new audio links for our podcasts and our video feeds all over the planet, so we got a giant footprint. Literally, if there's a podcast, or now we even have a link up to put our shows on any available radio stations and networks on the planet, and that's coming on too. So we're probably going to have the largest footprint of any video or audio show anywhere very shortly, which is good. We're getting good information out to people so they can critically analyze it. And when you tell people, don't believe anything we say until you research it. But if you do, don't go and say, well, you shouldn't have told me that. Now you ruined my day. You should decide to actually start responding to it. Start prepping. Start getting ready for the fact we're going to have extreme weather. Start realizing there is going to be a collapse of society when you go to famine. realize we are going to have an economic collapse because they're engineering it. It's like they get the demolition charges in the economy. They're screwing up the weather. And if they could fix the weather with space-based weather modification or war technology, they're not going to. Realize that when you got people like Obama, he won't even mention the word Islamic terrorism. Even the monster Hillary Clinton will kind of skate around it. She won't actually say it, but she'll say some words as if she said, well, I said it. No, she didn't. She didn't include it as Islamic terrorism or the fact she's not defending women in third world countries that are exposed to being treated like slaves or animals, or the fact she won't defend homosexuals in Islamic countries that are stoned to death or beheaded before Friday morning prayers. She's a monster. And we have to start calling a spade instead of pretending. And we don't have to also accept the fact that Trump has all the solutions. He tries to frame the problems, and he's got a lot of bombast. He needs us as citizen broadcasters, as advisors, to give him good information so he has a better, what we call, choice menu to find solutions to the problems he's exposed to. He can't do this by himself. He needs us. And we need to be agents of change. We need to not be passive and think, oh, it's just going to be okay if we elect Trump. Are you out of your mind? Trump hasn't framed all these problems correctly. Essie.
Did you know that Hillary dropped a word that shows exactly what she believes in, and that word was magic. She said, what does he think, that the word is magic? She believes in magic. And
of course she does. She's a member of a coven that's here in California, and she believes in magic. Now, what magic is, the word magic is summoning demonic entities in the second realm, the spirit or consciousness realm, to change the literally the hologram of our current lower realm, our world. And she's a high-level witch. She believes in magic because just like witches and warlocks, like the Saruman the Magnificent and the Trilogy of the Rings, she believes in magic, which is demonology, which is collective consciousness in the spirit realm, which is, you know, reverse speech with demonic voices, which is summoning powers of darkness to create evil. And people say, no, she's not really a witch. I said, she looks great in a pantsuit and a pointed hat.
You know who else was, the first lady who else was a witch? Ronald Reagan's wife.
Yeah, Nancy. She had seances and divinations. And
Yeah.
It's not to say, by the way, that there isn't some truth to the idea of astrology, because the star signs are a hologram in the sky of the nature of reality. And even the star signs that Jonathan Gray talked about were presaging the coming of Messiah. But, you know, they always use it for evil, you know? Yeah, we have...
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, I don't know where we can...
I will try to give you a show when I'm ready to go. We can actually do the update very shortly after the show. Luckily, your air conditioning is working so far.
Take care,
take action, people. We'll be back tomorrow with Leo Sagami, hour number one, and Firing Line, hour number three. Get your questions ready. 888-212-8871.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.